The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Joined by Paul Cullen, health editor of the Irish Times. Paul, tell us please about the briefing given today by the HSE chief executive Paul Reid about the balance between the increased spread of the Delta variant and the supply of vaccines.
Yes, the black cloud of the Delta variant hung over the weekly briefing from the HSE. The way Paul Reid put it was that he felt that the growth of the variant is likely to outmatch the supply of vaccines over the coming week. Obviously, we've seen cases increase in the last week or so, with over 500 cases in the last 2 days. And against this, there will be a dip in supply in vaccines. It's motoring along very well, the rollout at the moment, with 300,000 people vaccinated last week, and it'll be 280,000 this week. But as has been indicated before, there will be a dip in supplies, and things will slow down a little. So Mr. Reid is envisaging that cases will rise during July, and he said they would probably peak in August. And obviously, not all the adult population would be vaccinated by then, so there's a gap in protection.
Now, we were talking on yesterday's programme about how in Britain the Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that the link between the Delta variants and hospitalisations and death has been broken by the vaccinations. A lot of his scientists don't actually agree with that. They say it has been greatly reduced but not broken. What is Paul Reid saying about the number of hospitalisations? Because for whatever, if it's over 500 cases, new cases daily of COVID, what is that leading to on pressure for the actual hospital service?
The first thing you have to remember is that there's always a time lag before a case turns into a hospitalisation or even ICU admission or death. Since our rise in cases is quite new, it's probably a bit early to start seeing an increase, although there has been an increase in hospitalisations in the last week for whatever reasons, while ICU admissions have remained stable. So there is likely to be pressure already. The officials from the HSE were pointing out today that the system is already under very strong pressure from regular users, with five hospitals in particular, Mayo, Mullingar, Cork, Galway and Tallaght, with very high attendances and very high trolley numbers. And interestingly, first of all, you might not expect it at this time of the year, but the increase seems to be driven not by older people but by younger people. And that could, of course, be linked into a higher number of cases among younger people who haven't been vaccinated.
Final one, so then, on the vaccinations, Paul Cullen. There was a lot of publicity at the end of last week about the intended purchase of a million doses from Romania. When are those likely to arrive? Are there other potential locations outside of Ireland where we could be getting additional supplies from?
Not that we've heard from. Paul Reid was saying today that discussions are continuing with the department over between the Irish officials and Romania over those extra doses. They are near the end of their expiry date, so they're going to have to be used fairly quickly. I'd say there's a lot of logistical issues around then, but there's no white smoke on that so far. So at the moment, they're anticipating something of a dip in the vaccination program over the summer. It will still continue, of course, and get down among younger people, but there is that gap in protection for at least until the middle or end of August, I suppose, before the vast majority of adults are vaccinated.
Paul Cullen, health editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.